improv.
Hey, Mark,
yeah. Steve, take what you
want. We're the home. Are you guys ready?
Go, Steve.
You guys want to do an improv?
Yes.
Pre-show improv?
Yeah.
You guys have never done this before.
Nobody would trip.
Okay, we're going to play some music for Steve.
Okay, get your strings out.
My string is ready. Just tune it out a little bit. Say the winds are shifting.
Oh, here you
go. You guys ready? Strings? You got it ready, Mark?
No, I'm tuning, but what are we doing?
Improv, to the strings palm.
Strings palm.
Strings! So many kinds and so many things. This world is full of strings, but the ones I like most, I'd say, are the strings with notes to play. Notes on strings, pulled and popped, like bass down low, or a run on top. Slide 'em, strum 'em, pick 'em, strings. Bows on strings, choir sings. Ringing higher, strings on fire, soul strings, old strings, cutting through and bending through strings. Out on the corner, lending blue strings. Gotta get some blue notes in there.
On dulcimer.
The five string makes you jump. Bump strings make you bump. Eight strings waltz, six strings rock. Now hear the four string take a walk.
Four strings. Oh, I got four strings.
You got four strings too. Ivory of keys, pounding strings, or delicately sounding strings. Strings symphonically resounding brings audience to standing, applaud astounding strings. Strings that mark the wind, sounding louder, then descend. Pulsing strings rise again, then note by note, bursting spray. Strings float away, strings. The front night fills in with strings. City strings in concert halls, or starlight canyons, red rock walls, around the wood stove, firelight, old. Strings unite! Whisper strings of long ago pass through us here. On we go. This flow through time we celebrate, for life itself resonates with strings.
Coming to the Banana Select Show this morning. Good morning, everybody!
Hello.
Has everybody been having an adequate time?
Yeah!
Are you feeling refreshed? Good. Are you feeling hopeful? Are you feeling creative and ready to play with slugs?
Repeat.
C-O-L-O-G-Y.
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 American wilderness. There lives a friend of ours, and he's big. He's furry. He's a lot of fun. And we have a couple of those friends for your new and listening adventure right now.
Okay, though.
Hey.
Good.
I'm a moose.
Well, duh, I'm a moose, too.
Are you moose?
You can be moose. That's right, you get your antlers up like that, and you play with the music. But the most important thing about being a moose is you have to have moose mentality. It's a certain look in the eye. It's like this.
Many people look like that this morning with bubbles on the lake.
Yeah, especially those who never went to sleep last night.
I would be in that class. Now in this song, you get to be a moose, and all you gotta do in this song is, when it's time, you loudly proclaim your mooseness by throwing your antlers up in the air and go, I'm a moose,
moose!
Can you hear me call, everybody?
I'm a moose, moose!
Can you hear me call?
Very nice.
The first time we're going to sing like a herd of big bull moose. So we're going to sing like the male moose, the dads, and the sons.
That's right.
In a deep, low voice. All right. Now, girls and women, it's a prime opportunity to find the male moose in you. Everyone.
You can do it.
Everyone's got one. Raise your antlers very tall. Big. Just stops in a deep blue voice. We're going to sing, you gotta follow me, be spontaneous. One, two, three.
I've got antlers and a nose, I got the hooves for toes, and I stand about 6 feet tall. I'm in the mud up to my knees, just a human on the leash. I'm a moose, moose. Let you hear me call.
Let me hear you.
I'm a moose.
Thank you. So masculine. Yes. I was feeling that. You were feeling it, but I was feeling it.
Me too.
We have to give equal opportunity to both sides. So it's now time to find a female moose in all of you. We're going to become a mama moose. We need our little baby moose, a moose lullaby.
That's right.
Now, men and boys, if you're not, you also have a female moose in you somewhere. So everyone, find the female moose in you. Put your antlers up. Don't worry that they don't have them in real nature. This is a very pretend kind of place.
La, 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 la.
And here we go. One, two, three.
My gosh.
Antlers and a nose. I got the hooves for toes. And I stand about 6 feet tall. I'm in the mud up to my knees. Just a two on the knees. I'm a moose, moose.
Can you hear me call?
Can you hear you?
I'm a moose.
Disco so moose, too.
I like how that felt. But we're not done yet. We've sung those baby
disco moose.
I like it. And in their dreams, they are singing the song.
So now it's time to sing
baby
moose. Baby moose time.
Baby moose.
Everybody.
Love baby moose.
Get your little bitty antlers up.
Tiny ones.
Get your little bitty nose.
Little nosy.
Little bitty hooves. So on your toes.
Pussies.
Squish up your nose from the inside.
That's why.
Sing for the babies. One, two, three.
I got antlers and a nose. I got the hoodies for the toes. And I stand about 6 feet tall.
Oh, I wish.
I'm in the bottom to my knees. Just a chewing on the leaves. I'm a moose, moose. Can you hear me call?
Come on, baby.
I'm a moose, moose. Can you hear me call?
Melodious, mellifluous, magnificent. But we're not done yet. The babies are asleep. It's the best moment yet. basement and horses hide out, right, mom and dads?
Yeah.
But we don't want to wake these babies up, right?
Never.
So we still want to have fun and play games, right, everybody?
Yeah.
The game is charades, only the hand motions.
Everybody can do it.
One, two, three, here we go. With a little spiritual moosey note of Nam Muste.
Nam Muste.
How many people have visited the ocean just down the road a little bit? How many people love the place where the ocean and the rocks come together, the tide pools? Well, along the west coast of North America, we have some of the finest tide pools in the world. The way the wind blows and the current moves, we have upwelling, bringing nutrients to the surface and feeding the marine food chain. Well, the slugs, this is our last show of our Northwest tour, and we've been in beautiful places. And one of the beautiful places besides Horning's hideout was Camp Orkaila on Orcas Island. Who's been there? We were allowed to paddle our kayaks through the sound. We came around Point Gowdy, and then it happened. It was like a string cheese concert. There were purple jellyfish everywhere. We started walking in the kayak and moving back and forth. How many people saw moving jellyfish last night? A few people saw them, right? And then we noticed they were moving in rhythm. And then we heard that faint sound. Did you hear those sounds last night? It went, woogie, woogie, woogie. Talking jellyfish, it couldn't be. They don't have voices. We paddled further, we looked down in the water. A sunflower star. Has anybody ever seen a sunflower star before? 30 arms. We looked down, the arms were moving in rhythm. And we heard that sound again. We heard, woogie, woogie, woogie. It couldn't be. There could be no talking sunflower stars. They don't have voices. Finally, we landed on the shore, picked up our hermit crab. Who out there has held a hermit crab? The pinchers were going back and forth and back and forth. And what do you think it was saying? That's right. The little hermit crab was going, boogie, woogie, woogie. And I knew I had to come to Horning's Hideout and teach all of you the tide pool boogie. And it's very easy. Every time you hear the word tide pool boogie in this song, you stand up. Let's try this. Tide pool boogie. Everybody stand up. Morning calisthenics. If you are some of the older tide pool animals, you can stay standing. And you put your arm in the air and you go, a boogie, woogie, woogie. Now I see some sessile tide pool animals out there. Those are the ones stuck to the rocks. You can still get your arms up. And then you sit back down until you hear the word tide pool boogie, or you stay standing. Yeah.
star.
An octopus.
Disco.
Cast your ball to boot with a stomach.
Oh, that's a sea slug.
Song about an animal right now that lives. Raise your hand. You can't know what the animal is already. I didn't give the.
He might though. He might. Save the animal. Save the animal.
Dolphin.
Close.
It is close.
Close. It is because a watery creature.
This is a watery creature. It's a mammal. Lives in the water.
Oh, that's
not a whale.
Awesome.
Well, let me give you clues. When you know the answer, everybody put your finger up like this. When you know the answer, put your finger on your nose. That way Will knows that you knows the answer. Adults, not in your nose, please. On your nose. Okay, put your fingers up. I'm going to give you clues. It is an animal. It is a mammal.
There's a lot of mammals.
It lives in water. It's in the rodent family.
That narrows it right down.
It has big incisors, big teeth. It chews wood. It has a big flat tail. On the count of three, I want to yell out the animal. One, two, two and a half, three.
Beaver!
I'm proud to be a beaver.
That's true.
Yes.
We're going to sing about the beaver.
Beaver.
And we're going to have, where's the beaver? We're going to sing about the beaver. We're going to be beavers.
We're proud.
Everybody say, I'm proud to be a beaver.
I'm proud to be a beaver.
We're all beavers. See, now, I might bring Kayla. Kayla, come and give a hand to my daughter, Kayla. She's going to help lead the song. She's going to help lead the song. All of us will follow. Kayla with the hand motions. Everybody try this. Get your big incisors out. These are your teeth. Thank you. Wow. That's why we don't have any beavers around here. Here's how we do it. We're going to chew like a beaver. They love
chewing. I should have got an ovation.
Yeah. Try this. Chew, 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 chew. That's what beavers do. We chew. Slap your tail. Shout out loud. I'm proud to be a beaver. Let's slow it down a little bit because, you know, they stayed up late last night, I'm
oh
sure.
Oh, my
gosh. Even the kids. What time did you go to bed?
1 o'clock
in the morning. All right, we'll try a little slower. I want everybody to be able to do it. Get your teeth out.
Chew, 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 chew. That's what beavers do. They chew. Stop your tail. Shout out loud. I'm proud to be a beaver.
I think they got it. I think if you feel like this is a swing tune, so if you feel like dancing with your partner, you can't get up and dance.
There's something else you can do. You can do the wee chew part in all different kinds of voices. You can go wee chew if you want to be a big beaver, or you go wee chew if you're a little beaver, or something in between.
Here we go, with the chorus. Here we go.
Chew, 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 chew. That's what beavers do.
Wee chew!
Stop your tail. Shout out loud.
Chorus. chew. Aspen wood tastes good, you know. Tree coming down, look out below.
That's what beavers do.
Choo-choo!
Slap the tail, shout out loud, I'm proud to be a beaver.
Yeah, rodents come in different sizes. We are big, look at these incisors. Our teeth keep growing, unless we're doing what we do best, that is chewing.
Choo-choo-choo, that's what beavers do.
We chew!
Slap the tail, shout out loud, I'm proud to be a beaver.
Well, under the ice we dive down low, our lodge is buried well below. Safe and warm and dry in here, because we're skillful engineers.
That's what beavers do.
We chew!
Slap the tail, shout out loud, I'm proud.
Far fail! Swim and chew.
That's what beavers do. We chew. Slap the tail, shout out loud, I'm proud to be a beaver.
Slap your tail, sound the alarm. Wet feet swim away from harm. River otters love to eat. Beaver snack and beaver meat.
Oh, no. Some of you know the name of our band. On the count of three, yell out the name of our band. One, two, three.
Banana Slug Street Band.
Has anybody ever seen a banana slug? A real one?
Right up here.
Really?
Was it
yellow?
It was yellow, yeah, right up by the production tent.
With brown splotches on it, though? Did it have it look like a rotten banana?
Yeah. It was yellow.
Well, down in the redwoods of La Honda, California, the Santa Cruz Mountains, we have bright yellow banana slugs, and that's our namesake. 20 years ago, 1985, the band formed, and we decided to name ourselves after that lowly gastropod, that much maligned mollusk, because we thought every animal on this earth deserves a habitat, a place to live, and respect and love. So we want to honor the banana slugs right now. We're going to sing the banana slug song. And I will teach it to you. All you gotta do is go like this.
Banana slug, slug, slug.
And when you do the slug, make a little slug. Try that again.
Banana slug, 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 slug.
Next part, I want you to put your four antennas on your head. Now you're a banana slug. Banana slugs have four antennae. Insects only have two antennae. Banana slugs have four.
Are we gonna do it four?
Four antennae.
It's important to do four.
And then you go like this.
Banana slug. Banana, na, 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 na. Banana slug. Banana, na, 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 na. Banana slug. Banana, na, 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 na.
All right, that's what you got. And if we sing loudly, we might have a special friend visit us from far away who came to Morning's Hideout. The world's tallest banana slug. You know I love my baby. I love the way that she hugs. People don't understand it.
They don't understand.
He's a banana slug.
Banana slug.
banana.
You know it gives me such bliss.
Giving us bliss.
Come on, come on, come on, banana slug.
Come on, banana.
Please slug. Give me a kiss.
Everybody slug, yes, give us slug.
Say that they're gross.
Say that they're gross.
We don't hear that jive.
Don't hear that jive.
Because without a banana slug,
without a banana slug,
the records wouldn't survive.
They would not survive.
Last time.
Sing for the slug. The great king of bones of the bird.
Slug had a peculiar adaptation because he doesn't have, it only has one foot, it has no toes, it also doesn't have any elbows, but that, but they didn't quite get it on them.
You know, if we need to move in because there's sunny people on the back, do you want to move out of the sun? Want everybody take a,
come on,
we have a lot of room up here. Everybody can slide forward if you want so the people are protected.
You do not have an A-form on.
Good job, guys. Come in. No, it's not. Come into our tent.
It's friendly.
You guys ready to go?
Sweet, sweetie.
If anybody's out on the edges and want to come up, you're welcome to. Hi, my name is Doug Dirt, and I want to take you on a quick, beautiful journey to one of your favorite natural spots. One of your favorite magic spots. It might be here at Horning where you bring your families and you go find this beautiful space where you feel connected to this magical, powerful planet of ours. Or maybe it's in your own backyard. Maybe it's at your school or a park. Maybe it's someplace far away. Wherever it is, let this music just carry you to that place where you're safe and strong. And then we're going to take you to one of our favorite places. Take you up on the big spine that rolls down the back of California, up on the high Sierra Mountains, where rivers are born every single year and every single day. And this song is in honor of rivers. How many of you out there have a favorite river you like to go to? Well, let's all dive in. Ready? Here we go. Swimming around. If you're in the Sierra, you've probably gotten out by now. It's probably 45 or 50 degrees. And there you are, splash, you're feeling that cool refreshment. And you've been playing with your friends and your family, and then you sit under these big trees, and you start to get quiet enough that you hear it. The song of a river. And it goes like this. I'd like you to learn it. It goes,
blur-pop-a-shoosh, rumbly pound, white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Repeat after me. Try the motions. So we go. 1, 2, 3. Blurpapashoosh. Rumbly pound. Everybody try that much.
Blurpapashoosh. Rumbly pound.
Then a white rapid river makes a wonderful sound. Try that. White rapid river makes a wonderful sound. Float along. Here we go. You see, it happens one day on a mountain so high. A river is born from out of the sky. The rain and the snow comes falling down, and it flows to the river as it hits the ground. Sing it. Blurpapashoosh, rumbly pound. The white rapid river makes a wonderful sound. It's singing. Blurpapashoosh, rumbly pound. The white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Now, I want you all to flow a little bit.
It rolled past huge rocks and banks lined with trees, carried small boats and fall-colored leaves. It rolled down the mountains into a lake for one day, but soon it was out and off on its way. Singing, blurpapashoosh, rumbling down the white rapid river. Makes a wonderful sound. Sing it. Blurpapashoosh, rumbling pound. White rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
She is most welcome to twirl here if she wants to.
Keep flowing. The river's. You see, it wound and it wound. Yes, it wound right past me. And I knew it was happy. It was wild and it was free. Yeah, I knew it was happy. It was wild and free. And it waved, adios, for it entered the sea. We're singing. Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. A white rapid river makes a wonderful sound. It's singing. Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. A white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Hey, Bruce, make some wonderful sounds over there on the Dover. This is Bruce McMillan. He's going to have a Bruce for you.
Water in the sea, stream goes up to the sky, and the wind blows us clouds to the mountains so high. Again the rain and the snow comes falling down, and it flows to the river as it hits the ground. Singing, blurpapashoosh, rumbling down, a white rapid river makes a wonderful.
Sing for your rivers.
Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. A white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
All by yourselves, go.
Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. A white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Feel your voices.
Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. White rapid river makes a wonderful.
With all your might, sing out. Here we go.
Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. White rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Last time.
Blurpapashoosh, rumbling down. A white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Sweetly.
A white rapid river makes a wonderful sound.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Chuck. Thank you for coming this morning. I know it's kind of early for some of you. Thank you very much for joining us at Family Camp.
Or some of them, it's late, Larry.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. And we're going to do a brand new song right now. We have only done a couple times. And it's about a bird. Now, some people don't like this bird. They think it's ugly.
It's misunderstood.
It's misunderstood, and we're going to teach you a little bit more about this bird. It's a bird that you see soaring above, high above. It's got a bald head, red head.
Bald eagle.
Has a bald white head. It's a bald red head, and it likes to eat dead things.
Vulture!
Who's ever seen a turkey vulture? We have a turkey vulture with us. Now, some people are a little scared of the vulture, but you don't have to be scared, but be near your kids in case they get scared. It's just a friendly bird. It's just, that's what it does. It eats dead things. Every being on the earth has a part. We all have a part. Some of us eat plants. Some eat insects. Some eat cows. Some eat plants. And some eat dead things. And that's the turkey vulture. So please give a big hand to the one, his name, by the way, is R.K. Okay? Give a hand to R.K. I don't see him. He must be soaring looking for something dead to eat. You see him?
He might be dead.
We don't have anything dead around here. Maybe he doesn't want to come around here. Because we're all living. We're alive. We're all... Whoa. Uh-oh. She's pretending.
Very nice volunteer.
A sacrifice in this lecture. No. We're all very alive, creative beings. So maybe RK. RK won't come around here. I don't see RK. Does anybody see RK? Oh, wait. I see RK. There's RK. Hey, RK. How you doing, RK? There's nothing dead around here, RK.
I know, that's why I've got the blues.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
You got the blues?
I got the blues.
Why?
Well, I'm all right. I'm just hungry.
Oh, why you got the blues?
I get the blues when there's nothing dead.
You can't find anything dead to eat?
No. Has anybody seen anything dead around here? Who's dead?
She's pretending.
Can I put my head in your carcass?
She's pretending.
You know, I get the blues when there's nothing dead. You can help me out with this song. It might make me feel better. When I say I've got the, you shout out,
Turkey Vulture Blues.
Let's try that.
And then you can sing, I get the blues when there's nothing dead.
Let's practice Turkey Vulture Blues.
Here we go.
I've got the turkey vulture blues.
I keep flying around.
I got the turkey vulture blues.
Well, some's dead on the ground.
I got the turkey vulture blues.
Hey, I need to be fed.
I get the blues when there's nothing dead.
Try that again.
I get the blues when there's nothing dead.
Yeah. Well, bald-headed birds are really the best. We stick our heads in a carcass without any mess. There are a few plants that I'll sometimes eat, but my feet and curved beak are for tearing up meat. I'm a scavenger. My food bakes in the sun. It's easy to catch it, no longer can run. But today I can't find any carrion to eat. I'm flying around for some good day.
Here we go.
I got the turkey vulture blues.
Yeah, I'm flying around.
I got the turkey vulture blues.
Or something dead on the ground.
I got the turkey vulture blues.
Hey, I need to be fed.
I got the blues when there's nothing dead.
Yeah, I got the blues.
I got the blues when there's nothing dead.
My head is red.
Well, my head is red. There's no feathers up there. I spread my wings and fly through the air. My sharp eyes keep searching around. My good sense of smell seeks food on the ground.
Well, my job is recycling.
Whatever is dead, I pick the bones clean so disease cannot spread. before I go roost with my trees and my friends. Something dying smells, so my blues belong.
I got the turkey blues.
Searching around.
I got the turkey blues.
Something dead on the ground.
I got the turkey blues.
Oh, I need to be fed.
I get the blues when there's nothing dead. I got the blues when there's nothing dead.
Hey, lick Mark Pickle, lick Mark Pickle.
Oh, yeah. Don't make my blues better.
Wait a second. RK. What does RK stand for?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. People call me RKDK.
RKDK?
Yeah.
What's RK stand for?
Roadkill. Roadkill decay. Has anybody seen any roadkill around here?
No.
I'll take that too.
No.
Let me tell you something, RK. What? About 6 in the morning, I saw a few people that might have been volunteering.
Let's go home now. Let's go home now.
About the TV. Show them about the
TV. Well, everybody go like this. That's a turkey vulture. It's a V. Go like this. That's a hawk. So make sure when you look up and you see this, you can say, there goes a TV. Try that.
There goes a TV.
That's right. There's a part for you in this next verse.
Now a hawk.
Well, a hawk flies with its wings. That you see, while I fly with mine in a slight V. I'm a turkey vulture, don't mistake me. When I fly by, say,
there goes the TV.
When I fly by, say,
there goes the TV.
When I fly by, say,
there goes the TV.
Oh, give me a breeze and a thermal to ride. A wide open vista to view as I glide. Give me plenty of death for me, hey. So my turkey vulture blues will stay.
Everybody, I got the turkey vulture blues.
Yeah, I'm flying around.
I got the turkey vulture blues.
Looking for something on the
list. I got the turkey vulture blues.
And need to be fed.
I get the blues.
Something to put my head in. I gotta get some food. I gotta get some intros. You got some intros?
No, I don't got no intros.
Here you go. See,
I'm down.
She's
hungry.
Volunteered.
Oh, thank God. No, I can't do it. It's against the laws of nature.
She's been wanting to do it the whole show.
I want to do it, but it's against the laws of nature.
Do it, okay.
Don't do it.
Hey, Kersey.
Should he do it or should he not?
Thumbs up. Yeah. It's all pretend, folks.
Oh!
When there's nothing dead.
Yeah, I got the
dead. Let me know if you see something dead. Goodbye. I'm off to seek my fortune.
Arcade!
Hey, I found some dead members of our government back here.
In case you didn't hear that, he said, please send some dead members of our government back there.
Aww.
Okay, he's just hungry.
Is that loving?
He's just hungry. It's part of nature. You guys are good. You do good apple, though. Really good.
Okay.
Some of the best apple.
Well, we have a couple songs left, I think. And the next song we're going to sing is off our brand new Lullaby album, which we hope you all get because we have some CDs in this box over and T-shirts. And this new album we really are proud of. Steve wrote
the turkey vulture guy, who's not. He wrote.
No, that was a turkey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Steve wrote 14 original environmental lullabies. They're beautiful songs. Some of our friends planned the CD. We hope you check it out. And Doug's going to sing one we wrote about the Hawaiian Islands. Anybody love Hawaii? We're going to. And Steve's actually going to sing.
Anybody not love Hawaii?
Steve is.
I'm sorry.
Steve slack-keyed for this song. All right.
This song is a wonderful recording because a wonderful player, George Kahamuku, played slack key on it. He's from Maui. He's a wonderful cook and a great singer and a player. And he generously offered to play. And then he also generously wrote down for me how to try to sing this in Hawaiian. So for all of you who speak Hawaiian, see me after the show to help my pronunciation along. I'm doing the best I can. And this song is a sweet, sweet lullaby. It calls the island its cradle bed. Everybody, this little island is my cradle bed. Everybody, cradle the bed. For those who have been to Hawaii, you know what that means. When I walk off that plane and the air blows through my face, it is like this cradle of air just holding me, keeping me. It's a cradle bed. In the white, warm sand, I lay my head. Everyone, lay your heads in the white, warm sand. Can you feel it?
I lay my head in the warm
hula. Okay, in the white, warm hula. She's interpreting her own way. And then a lullaby is a singing breeze. Try that. A lullaby is a singing breeze. And the rocking, rocking rhythm of the deep blue sea.
Hey, Doug, can we dedicate this to Jenna? Raise your hand, Jenna. We were all at, like, knew Jenna when she was just born, and now she's a beautiful 20-year-old.
Great environmentalist.
Give her a hand. Studying environmental education.
From Hawaii.
From the island of Oahu.
Woman over there.
And the daughter of one of his best friends.
That's right.
And the wife.
Well, that's a longer story.
She also has a tape of when Larry and her dad were playing music long ago, Grateful Dead tunes. And that might be in the Slug History Memorial Archives today.
You've heard of Dick's Picks. Those would be Slug Picks.
So this song, what I've done is giving you some motion so you can actually hula if you'd like. You can rise up and you can do the hula. It's cradle bed, white warm sand, lullaby is a singing breeze, rocking rhythm. And this is a song. It goes like this. This little island is my cradle bed. To try it with me, so we're gonna sing it together and do the hula together. If you feel like standing up, adults in the back, you can. It goes like this. This little island is my cradle bed. The white warm sand I lay my head. But you see, you need to do the motions while I'm singing that. I forgot to tell you that. We'll try the opening line again.
Here we go.
Beavers, get up. Everybody get up. Do this last time. Everybody up if you can. If your nurse is sleeping, no problem. Please don't get up if you're sleeping. Now the first step is get your hips a-moving. Sway. Are you ready? From the top, here we go. This little island is my cradle bed. The white ones and the yellow hair. The lullaby is a singing rain.
We're gonna do one last song for y'all. Thank you very much for coming. It's been a wonderful experience, us being part of Hornings. I hope it happens again so we can come back. I'm gonna introduce you. There's a couple people sitting in with us today, and one is this wonderful player from Chico, California, Bruce McMillan on dobro. And he's playing more and more of us these days, so that's great. He'll be playing with us at the Strawberry Music Festival on Labor Day weekend in Camp Mather. And our drummer's been playing with us for many years since he was a young guy. He's still young.
Campos Kobe.
Campos Kobe.
And then us four, Steve over here, Mark over here, Doug, and Mon Larry. We've been together. This is our 20th year together as a band, so we're real happy to share that with you. And come talk to us after, and if you want a CD or a T-shirt, you can take a look at that, and bring us to your community, your school. And thank you. This has been a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and it's been really nice meeting a lot of people and having a great time.
Also, please give a hand to our guest hula hoopers and improvisationalists. What is your name? Jaya.
Jaya, you going to dance with us on the next song?
Olivia.
Here you go.
Give it up for Jaya and Olivia.
Yeah.
That's all. Any other kids that want to come up and be an animal right here, dance with us on this?
What's your dog?
Animals. We need animals.
Emma, come here. This is our T-shirt, by the way. It looks beautiful, doesn't it, on Emma?
While they're getting organized.
No, we can't play too loud.
I'd like to. Yes, you can't play it. Not to mention, I won't be able to sing. Yeah. You have a pick.
And all I have left is a couple today.
And I wanted a harder one.
Okay, pick something else.
Okay.
Hi, my friends.
Here are fish.
All night.
How many out there love animals?
Yeah.
Hands down. How many have had the pleasure of roaming through Hornings Hideout and seeing an animal in the wild?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of those.
Hands down. How many of you, and I can't wait to see the answer to this, how many of you would categorize yourself as a wild animal? Hands up. Children, you are lucky to have parents that think of themselves as the wild still alive. But the truth is, we are animals. We're in the same classification as goodles of animals, starting with the letter M. Who knows? Say, I am a mammal.
I am a mammal.
I have fur.
Yeah, let's get some.
I am warm-blooded.
Set.
And I love to dance.
Okay, kids.
Oh yeah, you can see me at night dancing and dancing, as all the other animals are too. They gotta move. They've got to move. Find the food, escape from being the prey. Having fun someday. Never know what they're gonna do. But I've been watching
and you can too. We're gonna move with all these groovy little critters, and all you gotta do is get up, get up, get up this Sunday. Rise, rise up. Bring your wild self to our show. I guess I'll just see you. If you cannot see me, find a place where you can see us and be animal dancers. Follow me, repeat my words. Me and the butterfly say, animals are dancing.
Animals are dancing.
To a natural rhythm.
To a natural rhythm.
It is an animal party.
It's an animal party.
And we can join in with them. Let's do it.
Rhythm.
Wiggle and shake.
Wiggle and shake.
We're doing the snake.
We're doing the snake.
We're going to do the crocodile.
Do the crocodile.
Great big smile.
Do the great big smile.
Let's soar like a hawk.
Soar like a hawk.
Or do the penguin walk.
Do the penguin walk.
Whatever animals can do.
Whatever animals can do.
We can do it too.
We can do it too.
Let's try and do it too.
Let's try.
Everybody get down. Easy now. Get down.
Animal party, animal party.
your toes. Look at your toes.
Very good.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Should play any more, huh?
You want more?
One more!
One more! Maybe two more!
One more?
One more. You want to stay?
We want to do an encore because we want to do one. This is our last song, really. Sing it with us. You know this song.
What are you doing?
Any more?
Oh, good hero.
Everybody sing with us.
Okay. My friends, if you take nothing away from this weekend, what we have learned is that there is tremendous amount of hope to be gained from experiencing this. Tremendous creativity can be had in our group when we focus ourselves. Tremendous solving of problems can happen. Certainly, don't let the news bring you down because the song was written many years ago, but it's so true today.
Everybody sing.
Three summers ago, and that's the culmination of how we got here today. So thank you. We're so grateful to be a part of this big family at Hornings. It's just a fabulous affair for our children and our families. Loving it.
One, okay.
We'll give you one more, eh?
Yeah! Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
A triple.
Yeah, that dirt does a hat trick.
Because
he cares.
I should practice what I preach, right?
Yeah.
You know, right? Give it up.
Here's one.
Okay, so this one is a snuggle upper. It's a snuggle upper. So snuggle up with anyone that's near you. Your family. Snuggle with the one you're with or the one that's nearby. And this one is called Safe at Home. We're in this beautiful home, natural home, where we all feel safe and we feel cared for. String Cheese and Peak Production has made this incredible life for us here. Let's hope that we have that everywhere. Every child deserves safety. Everybody deserves this. And spread this goodness all over. This is a counting song. Put up your ones. Everybody put up your ones. This one's called Safe at Home. It goes, you'll get to count with me, and then, of course, you have a part. One baby otter in the cradle of the sea. Two baby owls in the hollow of a tree. Three baby fawn in the forest where they've grown. Here's your part, because it is. And all the baby animals safe at home. Try that with me if you can. All the baby animals safe at home. So what number are we at, kids? I think we're at four. Kiddos, once you put up your fours. Here we go. Four baby bears coming home to rest. Five baby mice asleep in their nest. Six baby chicks to the coop they have gone. All the baby animals safe at home. Let me hear you. All the baby animals safe at home. Where are we now? Everybody, here's what seven looks like. One of the ways.
Seven baby pigs all snuggled in their pen. Eight baby foxes lying in their den. Nine baby geese to the reeds they have flown. All the baby animals sit at home. All the baby
every child on this entire planet.
Oh, yeah.
One cradle rocking by the warm firelight. One child sleeping peaceful in the night. Love is a reason he'll never feel alone. Like all the baby animals safe at home. Baby animals safe at home.
Back to one baby otter in the cradle.
One baby otter in the cradle of the sea. Two baby owls in the hollow of a tree. Three baby
everybody.
Thank you very much. We look forward to a great Sunday.
Sunday!
If you care to talk to us about any fun ways we can come to your community, please do. We're over here with our various materials and t-shirts.
I look at this guy, and he starts crying, and I start crying, and I get...
And I was about to cry, and the whole thing was going to be
Thank you.